This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military's combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains what that means for the approximately 2,500 troops still there.
It's unclear right now whether some of those troops will leave, whether a lot of them will leave, whether none of them will leave. We don't know that right now. So this is not the U.S. pullout from Iraq. This is the official end of combat operations and strictly moving to helping the Iraqis, whom Iraq's own prime minister says are ready to defend their own country at long last.
That's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani. The announcement comes on the heels of Biden's decision to withdraw fully from Afghanistan nearly 20 years after the U.S. launched that war in response to the September 11, 2001 attacks. South Korea says that the leaders of North and South Korea have agreed to restore suspended communication channels and improve ties. Presidential office in Seoul says that President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reached such an agreement during several rounds of exchanges of letters since April. The Blue House says the two Koreas tested their communication channel on Tuesday morning. The United States says it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now, due to concerns about the surging infection rate because of the Delta variant. It was a latest sign that the White House is having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as a more infectious variant surges across the U.S. and a substantial chunk of the population resists vaccination. It was also a reversal from the sentiment President Biden voiced earlier in the month when he said his administration was in the process